Are you consumed by harsh judgments about yourself, especially as it relates to your pain or illness? Are you struggling with making room for your feelings and sensations? Do you have trouble staying in the present moment? Have you ever felt unstable in your sense of self? Or do you feel like you are your illnesses, you are your body and your mind? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, then first of all, no, that's normal. And then second, stick around for this week's episode of Chronically Living. I'm Kelsey Harris, chronic illness warrior and psychotherapist. On Chronically Living and How to Make the Most of It, we're providing tangible ways to improve the well-being of spoonies. So get ready to make the most out of your life, even with that pesky chronic illness. Okay, so this week we're going to talk about basically why I ask you at the end of every episode to reflect on your noticing. I've read that people with chronic illnesses and chronic pain are actually too self-aware, meaning that many of us focus too much on our symptoms and what's going on with our body. However, I'd say that is only like one aspect of what self-awareness is. What I'm talking about today is that part of you that does all of this noticing. This part of us doesn't really have like a real name because it's really about bringing awareness to our own awareness. So some people are going to call this meta-awareness. Others might say the noticing self or the observing self. Those are terms that I like to use. Or some people might even say self as perspective. And there's a bunch of reasons why we want to use this part of ourselves. So first, it can help us create some distance between ourselves and our thoughts about ourselves. So, you know, especially when you have those really harsh judgments about yourself. And often people with chronic pain, chronic illness have those harsh judgments, especially as they relate to themselves and the pain or illness. Second, to be able to make room for our inner experiences. So these are the thoughts, feelings, and particularly important for us warriors, sensations. So we want to be able to just observe them. Third, it can help us stay grounded and present in the moment, which we've talked about many times before as being very helpful. Fourth, to learn to have a stable sense of self even while the world around us and our experiences continue to change. And this is just really important for everyone. And fifth, to experience that there is more to us than our bodies and our minds. So this last one, this is the part that is vital to chronic pain and chronic illness warriors. To experience that there's more to us than our body and our minds. I'm going to explain this a little better in a metaphor used by Russ Harris. He's my favorite ACT clinician. And of course, if you've been listening to my solo episodes recently, then you'll know who that is because I've talked about him before. If you haven't listened to those episodes and you're just jumping in now, I'm just going to recommend that you go back and listen to them, starting with the one on creative hopelessness and then kind of up until now. They're a bit of a series. Okay, so sometimes it's useful to look at life as if it is a stage show. It's a big stage with lots of stuff going on. You've got all your thoughts and feelings and everything that you can see, hear, and touch, and taste, and smell. And all the physical stuff that you do with your body. And this show is changing all the time, from moment to moment. And sometimes what's up there on stage is pretty amazing. And other times, it's pretty dreadful. And there's this part of you that can step back and watch the show. Always there. Always watching. It can zoom in to any part of the show and take in the details, or zoom out and take in the big picture. The thing is, that show is changing all the time from moment to moment. But the part of you that watches, that it doesn't change. It's always there, always noticing. No matter what happens on the stage, no matter whether the show is great or awful. What this means is that we are not our thoughts, our feelings, our sensations, our memories, our urges, and so on. When we have illnesses, we often lose a sense of self or get so sucked into all of these things that we think that it is ourself. But really, there are kind of like three aspects to the self. So there's the physical self or our bodies. And of course, that's where our autoimmune conditions or other chronic illnesses, whatever you're struggling with right now, that's where that lies. But also in that physical self, there's just the regular physical things that we can do, like walk and talk, and things that we need to do, like, you know, other bodily sensations like hunger and when our bladders are full and all of that, like all our regular biological mechanisms. Then there's the thinking self or our minds. And this is where our mental health issues lie, but it's also just where our normal thoughts and emotions and memories and so on, that's where it's held. Then there's the third part, and that's the noticing self. And this part we use to notice our minds and bodies. Now, even though I've just broken this down into parts of ourselves, there are really no parts, you know, quote unquote parts per se. We are just whole human beings, right? We are just one. Our minds are not separate from our bodies. Our noticing selves are not separate from our thinking selves. This is just a way of speaking about the different aspects of what it is to be human. So let's do a quick exercise together so you can see what I mean. So for the next 30 seconds or so, I'm just going to get my timer ready. I just want you to silently listen to what your mind is saying. And if your thoughts happen to stop at all, then, you know, just keep listening until they start up again, because they always do. So 30 seconds starts now. So there it is, the part of your mind that talks, or the thinking part, and the part of your mind that listens, or the noticing part. And you can learn to do this with anything, your thoughts, emotions, memories, urges, and sensations. Just notice what is happening without being sucked into a story. And notice the story that is there. Our minds and bodies are intimately connected, so every time that you have a painful sensation, your mind is likely telling you something about it. But your noticing self can just listen to the story and observe it while also noticing the other aspects of your human experience. Okay, one more example we can do together, if you're comfortable doing so. And of course, if you're not driving or on a run or anything like that, you need to be somewhere where you can hopefully sit and pay attention for a few minutes. So find a comfortable position, preferably with your feet on the floor, and close your eyes if you can. Otherwise, if you're not comfortable doing that, just find a spot to fix your gaze on. Now just notice, where are your thoughts? Where are they located? Above you, behind you, in front of you, to the side of you? Notice the form of your thoughts. Are they pictures, words, or sounds? Notice if they are moving or still. If they are moving, at what speed and what direction? Notice there are two separate processes going on here. There's a process of thinking. Your mind is storing up all sorts of words and pictures. And there's a process of noticing. There's a part of you noticing all these thoughts. Now, this probably gets your mind whirling and debating and analyzing. So let's do it again. Notice where your thoughts are located. Are they pictures or words, moving or still? So there go your thoughts, and there's a part of you able to notice them coming and going. Your thoughts keep changing, but the you that notices them does not change. Again, this probably gets your mind whirling, debating, and analyzing, so let's do it one more time. Notice, where are your thoughts? Are they pictures or words? Moving or still? There go your thoughts, and there you are, observing them. Your thoughts change, but the you that notices does not. So this is the part of your awareness I would encourage you to work on, especially if you're struggling with thoughts that you are your illness or that you are your pain. Just notice. I have a guided version of the last exercise we did called There You Go Your Thoughts, as well as a longer guided exercise called The Continuous You on my YouTube channel. If you want to have some practice with that, that's guided. The links will be in the show notes. And of course, I always do recommend working with a mental health professional on this kind of thing. Sometimes a lot of more painful thoughts can come up, or different things that you might want to be able to debrief with someone. So yes, that's just, you know, the show is really just for psychoeducation. I can give you some ideas and some research on all of this. But really, if you need more help with this, you need to seek the appropriate professional. And of course, we can't end this episode without doing that ever so important reflection. That's what the whole episode was about. So what did you notice about your thoughts and feelings during this episode, and especially during those exercises? What are you noticing now as you reflect back on that noticing? Everyone, keep making the most of it. Special thanks to Mardi for the original music and Charity Williams for the original artwork.